It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
A listener's request sent me to my books and websites to read up on garlic, and in so doing, I learned there is much more to know about this popular herb than meets the eye. In fact, a lot of what's going on with garlic happens below the line of sight altogether. A garlic clove planted 1 inch deep and 6 inches apart in the fall takes about 9 months to produce a bulb made of 10 to 12 clove clones. During this time, the original clove develops roots in late fall, naps through the hard freezing winter, then sends forth bright green shoots in early spring. These develop into tall, spear-like leaves, which will help to fill out the cloves below, before toppling to the ground in a dried mass in midsummer. This is the time to dig the bulb beneath, leaving the dried leaves intact for hanging the hidden treasure out to dry. A few days in the summer sun will cure the garlic, but before storing, you'll need to start the cycle all over again by withholding some of your best cloves for next year's crop. In my reading, I found lots of contradictions about when to plant. Some old-timers say to plant on the shortest day of the year, which might easily involve chipping into frozen ground in our part of the world. Others say northern gardeners should plant as early in spring as the ground can be worked, while southern gardeners can plant in the fall. I finally settled in with a book called A Garlic Testament and decided that this wonderful record of seasons on a small New Mexico farm would be my guide. Stanley Crawford speaks knowingly and poetically about his experiences growing garlic and selling it in farmers' markets in Taos and Santa Fe. He plants in October before sub-zero temps arrive, and he harvests in June and July. My garlic seems to take a bit longer to get to the digging stage, but overall, I found I do things in a similar fashion. One thing we have in common is the type of garlic we produce. Stanley claims he's probably the only commercial grower with fields of top-setting garlic. You see, there are soft-necked and hard-necked varieties. The kind you buy in the grocery store is most likely soft-necked and may well come from Gilroy, California, which is known as the garlic capital of the world. It's whiter and the cloves stay together in the bulb better, which probably is a plus for shipping. Hard-necked garlic sometimes has purplish streaks in it, is easier to break into cloves and to peel, and has larger, more uniform-sized cloves. Hard-necked garlic is also called top-setting garlic because it has a seed stalk that twines like a serpent from the center of the bulb, sending forth tiny bulblets as the plant matures. This is why most commercial growers don't like it, because it has a tendency to bolt and spread the makings of tiny garlic plants where they aren't wanted. Years ago, I planted my first garlic in our fledgling fruit orchard in an attempt to keep borers at bay from our peach trees. Little did I know I was planting the top-setting variety, and now I never have to plant garlic because it has grown like Topsy all over the place. The taste of the two varieties is almost identical, though the top-setting type is sometimes called rocambole and is declared by gourmet chefs to be the best. I'm sure this has something to do with the fact that it is easier to peel and handle. In any case, if you want to plant my top-seeding variety, you'll probably have to order it from a catalog. If you want to try your hand with the supermarket varieties, look for organic garlic, since the other offerings may have been sprayed with some anti-sprouting chemical. Once your crop is grown and your harvest is complete, be sure to store garlic where it can get air and as little sunlight as possible. Special earthenware garlic jars with holes in the sides work well. Or you can try your hand at hanging your garlic in decorative braids to be nibbled away during the winter months. If you'd like a how-to handout on braiding garlic, contact me at hppr.org.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Biorel. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.